It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, let's do it. Podcast time. That's right, the Plan B After Show podcast. As always, brought to you by Gilson Cycle. Gilson! They're your full-service motorcycle repair shop, 1492 Pipestone Road. If you need your bike worked on, tuned up, full overhaul, man, Gilson Cycle, they're going to get you taken care of. Of course, we'll hear a word from our sponsor here in just a little bit, but let's get to it. It's time for fact and opinion. One awesome fact, one stupid opinion, and you can do what you want with it. I don't care. You don't want to listen to it. You do want to listen to it. Who cares? I don't.
Don't be a poop mouth this time, Brock.
A poop mouth? All right, fine. I'll try.
Poop mouth. You were swearing the other time. You were swearing too much.
Was I swearing too much? Go fuck yourself. How about that? let's see. There was one I saw the other day about cats, and I know you're a cat guy, so I wanted to find that one. What was it? Maybe here? Was it this day?
That's a crazy dude. I got a fact for you.
Here we go. I got it. What? What's your stupid fact?
So my stupid fact is when they're hunting and they're going through the woods, you know, they like replace each paw with the paw behind it. So I think it's because the animals can't tell which direction they're coming or going. If that's right, maybe that's wrong because I guess the paw print would tell you that.
What a stupid fact. You just wasted our time. Thanks, Hunter.
Damn it.
I don't know. I got a good cat fact. Are you ready for this cat fact? The oldest cat in history lived to be 38 years old in 3 days. That's the equivalent to 169 in human years.
Dude, that's insane. Dude. Wasn't its name like Fluffy or something?
I mean, maybe. I don't know. Oldest cat in history. Let me look it up. Austin, Texas. His name was Cream Puff.
Cream Puff. That's what it was.
Cream Puff. Boy, dude, he looked pretty rough.
Pretty big cat, too.
He looked pretty rough at the end there. I don't know if he was having a good time. You know, 38 years, dude, that's fucking nuts.
That's insane. That's most people's, you know, good portion of your life.
That's nuts. Like, at some point, you just stop counting?
We had a cat that lived to, like, 22, I think. 22.
I mean, that's old, too.
Insanely old.
One of our dogs, Emery, who's a pug, he's getting old for a pug. Most dogs, he's 13 now, 13 or 14. And I only say this in a podcast because if my wife hears me say this, she gets mad. But I'm like, the damn thing just won't die. And I told her there's going to be a point where I'm going to stop putting money into this dog. And I'm going to tell you to stop putting money into this dog. Like, we just took him into the dentist. And, like, look, his teeth are getting bad. And the whole thing is, it's not that we feed him a bunch of sugar. It's just that he's 14 fucking years old. Dogs' teeth.
It's terrible.
The reason we don't put braces on dogs, because they're dogs. He's outliving his teeth. And then you see these poor dogs that their tongue's hanging out of their mouth because they no longer have the teeth to hold it in. You know, it's like, that poor dog. What are you doing? He's wearing a diaper.
Here's what you do. You go up to Kiki and you tell her, hey, you know what? We're going to stop pouring money into this dog and we're going to put a bullet in it.
I've made that joke before and it does not go over well. It does not go over well. Because she was talking to, I'm trying to think who she was talking, like her sister or something. And she's like, so we took him over to the vet and they were talking about his teeth and what we should probably do, you know, pulling some teeth and everything and this and that and yada, yada, yada. And then she made the comment about the price. I said, you know what doesn't cost that much? A bullet. And she's like, don't. I was like, I thought it was kind of funny. Look, I'm not going to snuff out a dog, okay, obviously, and we'll take care of him. I want to make sure. But there comes a point where the animal is probably thinking in his head, fucking dear God, kill me now. You know?
Please, somebody. Yeah, because they can't talk. They can't really tell you.
Like,
you know?
we went on. Put
me down.
We went on that big trip, all right, around the lake, and there was a couple points where we took, and so we have a little Pomeranian too. And this Pomeranian dude, he's 7. That son of a bitch, he'll run. Like, he will run until he, like, it's crazy. You know, he's still pretty sprightly. But we went on a couple hikes, And first of all, this pug isn't it wasn't bred to run around anyways, okay? He's deformed through years of inbreeding. But you know what I mean? Like, pugs are, they're a monstrosity. If you look back at old pictures of pugs.
They weren't supposed to happen,
no,
basically.
No, no. Dude, like, bulldogs are literally struggling for breath every single day. It's terrible what we've done to these dogs, okay? Anyway, so we took this 13-year-old pug out with us, and we did this one hike. And the noises he was making at the end of it. Like, we went back and put him in the vehicle and just let him sleep. I cracked the window. I said, all right, buddy, just lay her out. And my wife.
Damn thing needs an inhaler.
Yeah.
Dude.
My wife was a little worried. So she's like, well, let's just go back. We were gone for like 20 minutes. And she's like, can we just go back and check on him? I said, yeah, that's fine. We get back. He is out cold. He doesn't give a shit that we left him in the car. He's laying there on his nice comfy bed, the breeze blowing. He's like, if you take me back out on that hike, I'm gonna die. He's like, I'm gonna die. At one point,
I'm still catching my breath.
I had to carry him down a flight of stairs, and I'm like, this is not. I mean, what are we doing? This goddamn dog.
Sounds like he's getting a little old, bro.
He would honestly be fine if we just left him at home. Like, he'd be like, guys, just leave me some food and some water. I'll be fine. put some puppy pads down where I can poop. I'll be fine, guys.
Look at me.
I don't want to go. Yeah, so anyway.
Poor dog.
Yeah, there's a point. You want him to be comfortable. You want him to have a nice, happy life. But when they start wearing diapers and they can't see and they're running into shit, it's like, what do you do? What do you do?
Well, yeah.
Same thing with humans.
Tough decision, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, Hunter, think about you.
I think we should be able to euthanize humans, man. That's a thing.
If you want to be put down, it's your life. What's the big deal? You know?
It's a big deal. Plus, you can say your goodbyes, you know?
Yeah.
Seems like a little bit more peaceful to me, you know?
Exactly. Like, I don't know about you, but, like, if I'm at the end and I don't know what's going on, I got to wear diapers and I'm just basically in a room like, you know what I mean? Right. Like, that doesn't sound nice. Or, like you said, yeah, say your goodbyes. You could go out the way you want to. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Yeah, yeah. Bye. All right, guys, see you later. You know, but now it's not like that story though that you read about that lady who had like a perfectly healthy dog put down. You know,
oh God, dude.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it was some dude who died, and his dog kept coming to the hospital while he was dying, and then they had this perfectly healthy dog put down so the dog could be buried with the guy
like that. No, that's
believe it.
That's fucked up. All right, but if the dog,
it's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. The dog's only 2 years old. No. He wedged part of his wishes.
He's fine.
Yeah.
He's sprightly.
See, if that dog knew, he'd be out of there, man. He'd be like, fuck that guy, man. You're going to do what to me? Anyway, so
right.
That's my take on it. So.
Yeah, I like it. That was a good podcast.
Yeah, I like that. Like, I can't wait to put you down, Hunter. I'm looking forward to it.
Put a bullet in me, man. I ain't going out into the woods. Hey, we're going fishing today. Nah, I ain't going with you.
Why do you need a gun to go
fishing?
I was just going to say, why do you have a gun when we're going fishing? Shh, just look at the water. Look at the water, Hunter. Put that worm
just
on
walk you. Ahead of me, would you?
I feel like I'd get a lot of pleasure with a pillow over your face and just watching you struggle. I don't know.
God, you're psycho.
just slowly feeling the struggling stop.
Coming from like, maybe you shouldn't watch horror films.
Yeah, maybe know? Not. Maybe not. That's why I don't, because there's something deep inside of me that just it wants to come out. Anyway. All right. Well, let's wrap this up here. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. We appreciate it. We'll be back next time with another fact and opinion, as always, brought to you by Gilson Cycle. Here's a word from our sponsor now.
You ain't coming.
I can't. Come on. What's the matter? Your old lady won't let you?
Yeah, what's the matter? Your mama said you can't?
My bike quit, all right? It's my bike. My bike! My bike!
What's the matter with you?
Just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.